It was just over a decade ago that I became far more intimately involved with the Rose Point Reformed Presbyterian Church than I ever imagined being. Some of you will remember that on April 22nd, 2006, Pastor Schmittberger resigned and the pulpit was declared vacant. I was appointed by Presbytery to serve on the Rose Point Commission and subsequently to serve as a provisional moderator of the session. And over that time, I watched as God indeed showed the faithfulness of His Son, who said, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower her." In spite of Hades' attempt to overpower the Rose Point Reformed Presbyterian Church, the sentiments of the first stanza of Psalm 84b rang true. "Advancing still from strength to strength, they go where other pilgrims trod, till each to Zion comes at length and stands before the face of God. Lord God of hosts, my pleading hear, O Jacob's God, to me give ear." These words from the 7th and 8th verses of this 12-verse psalm to the chief musician, an instrument of Gath, the sons of Korah wrote. And it was at the International Conference in 2008 that C.J. Williams, it's a good thing their son and daughter wasn't here. You got it right this time. Michaela's not C.J.'s niece, is she? What? C.J. Gotcha. Okay. Boy. All right. Anyway, it was C.J. Williams, the Old Testament professor at the seminary, pointed out the nature of Korah himself. Remember Korah? You remember how Korah led a rebellion against Moses and his great-grandfather Levi with Dathan and with Abiram? What was the result of that rebellion? The earth swallowed up Korah and his family. And yet, from this wicked stem, God, through the work of the Holy Spirit, would use the sons of Korah to pen no less than 11 of the Psalms that we find in the book of Psalms. Some of you here this evening may be embarrassed by the past. Some of us may be embarrassed by the events that have taken place since November. But God, through the sons of Korah, penned these words that we want to look at this evening. Because God forgets our past when we truly place our trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation. So let's listen as I read for us these 12 verses of Psalm 84. to the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. The grass withers, and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. It was Augustine who prayed, "You have formed us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." Psalm 84 describes such a person. And the psalm is clearly divided into three parts, as recognized by the placement of the word Selah in the psalm. You see it at the end of verse 4, and you see it again at the end of verse 8. So you will notice that each of the three divisions mentions something about what it is to be blessed. Verses 4, 5, and 12, blessed people are described. To understand the characteristics of a blessed people is to understand why a church can be advancing still. Let's look at each of the characteristics of those described as blessed. First, we notice verse 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. While the title of Psalm 84 attributes the human authorship to the sons of Korah, we all know that ultimately the Psalms and this Psalm and every other Psalm is the very outbreathing of Jesus himself. And who better to sing verse 1 and verse 4 of this 84th psalm than Jesus? How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Jesus was the one there when he moved the sons of Korah to pen these words. Of course, the sons of Korah meant the tabernacle here on earth, that place where God's covenant people met with Yahweh because he promised he would be there for them, but he was always behind a veil until Jesus came in the flesh to reveal God, the God of the Holy of Holies. And we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 15, 16, 17, and 18. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. We recognize from this verse why it is that, in a real sense, we need to understand that the Psalms were really written for you and for me in this administration of the covenant of grace. Because now that veil is lifted, and Jesus, the author, sets himself forth for our own edification. Therefore, just as the sparrow has found a place to nest and raise her babies, so we who are resting in Jesus have found a place to nest and raise our offspring in the visible church of the living God. This has remained true for all the baptized and the communicant members of the Rose Point Reformed Presbyterian Church. And this is true for you who are baptized and communicant members of the Grace Presbyterian Church today. When I served on the Rose Point session, it was my privilege to hear the testimony of covenant children whose faith rests in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins and the desire and ability to live a holy life. It was my privilege, since serving on the session here, to hear the testimony of three who embrace the Lord Jesus Christ and affirm the covenant of communicant membership, advancing still. The second mark of being blessed is found in verse 5. Listen again to that verse. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. And again, who knows this better than the one who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men? Was it not Jesus who at age 12 had to be in his father's house and about his father's business? Was it not Jesus who, during his 3 years of public ministry, had to withdraw himself from the crowds and even the 12 to be alone with his Father in heaven, whose name he desired to be hallowed here on earth? Was it not Jesus whose very life revealed that he knew the pilgrimage to heaven? You shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You shall not bow down yourself to any other God than Yahweh. Those were the answers that Jesus gave when he was tempted there, not in the garden, but in the wilderness. Not with the abundance of everything to eat, save from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but after 40 days of fasting. Is this not so for each and every one of us who are united to Jesus Christ by grace through faith? Do we not find strength in weakness. Those thorns in our side remind us that in our weakness, we are strong in Jesus and in Him alone. Again, I repeat, it was as I served there at Rose Point, after their pastor resigned and was sentenced, spent time in prison, the congregation grew. Souls were being added, such as were being saved. As that session and that congregation not only held on to her own, but grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man, the Holy Spirit was pleased to add new life by public profession of faith or transfer from another congregation of God's people when moving into the area. And let's face it, it really is a blessing, isn't it? When someone chooses to unite with a branch of Christ's church, especially if we're part of that church, because there are a plethora of other churches with whom they may well choose to unite. What a blessing to watch the Valley of Baca become a spring. Seeing the tears of stunned saints in the Rose Point RP Church turn into springs was an encouragement to my faith. Watching God send early rain shortly after the resignation of that former pastor as he added to the number those who were being saved. The word was faithfully preached and taught week by week. Prayer was offered humbly to the God of Jacob, to the God who changed the name of the deceiver to Israel, after which he walked with a limp. How many of us, after our names have been changed from unbeliever to faithful, walk with a limp? The sacraments were administered faithfully by the resident session who loved the Lord and exercised discipline in grace and truth. When people are united to Jesus by grace through faith, their strength is found in Him. And His ways become their ways. It was true for Jesus, and it's true for His brothers and sisters adopted into the family of God. Therefore, just as Rose Point Reformed Presbyterian Church is advancing still, so we of the Grace Presbyterian Church are advancing still. Finally, listen to verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in You. Again, who better to understand this than Jesus when He prayed, not My will, but Yours be done. The sons of Korah called upon God to look at their shield, to behold the face of His anointed. Old Testament saints understood that God's anointed one was their shield. And it was His face that God had to see if the blood of the sacrificial lambs would effectively wash away their sins and avert the wrath of God. Jesus called upon His Father to look upon Him with grace as He sweat those great drops of blood there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke tells us that an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. Jesus' confidence in his Father's will being the best resulted in his being strengthened to make his way to the cross. And it was Jesus who truly knew experientially a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Whereas we'll sing shortly, one day within your courts will yield more good than thousands without you. I'd rather stand near my God's house than dwell in tents of wickedness. Blessed the Lord, advancing still, truly able to present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to the Lord. Praise God that Jesus did not stumble or sin, so that he proved himself to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Just as Jesus enjoyed the blessing of God as he trusted him, so each and every one of us this evening who trusts in God through faith in Jesus Christ are so blessed as Jesus himself was blessed. Watching the Rose Point Reformed Presbyterian Church cry out to God, "Not our will, but yours be done," as they called a man to serve as God's minister of the gospel, only to hear the first person they called decide not to accept the call. Continue trusting in God to provide the man of his choice. Once again, it demonstrated the faithfulness of Jesus. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail. As Jesus remains the object of your faith, the Lord will once again direct this congregation to call that man we trust of his choosing. And that man will accept that call to the praise and glory of God. And therefore, we're able to sing, advancing still. We're not in a regression. We're in a progression. As we grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man, finding our delight in the tabernacles of our Savior's rich grace and in our Father's everlasting arms and in the Spirit's anointing that enables us to sing with gratitude in our hearts. Psalm 84, selection B, advancing still from strength to strength. We go where others trod, till each to Zion comes at length and stands before the face of God. Amen.